Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars. But mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Hi, folks. This is a little unusual. We're coming at you out of band with a very special public service announcement about Oregon Senate Bill 574. Xander?
Oregon Senate Bill 574 is the lane sharing, lane splitting, whatever you want to call it, bill that recently was vetoed by Oregon Governor Kate Brown, which was probably the most bipartisan bill that passed in Salem this year.
And we just did an episode about it a little bit ago, so just go back a couple of hops in the feed and you'll hear us describe everything about it.
But the important thing is that this was a roundly bipartisan bill that passed in with pretty significant margins. This was probably the least controversial bill that came up in Salem this session. And yet, Governor Kate Brown has vetoed it. Now, the message we're going to give to you right now, dear listeners in the great state of Oregon, is that you have the ability to go and lobby your state senator to go and ask for a override. In Oregon, you can have a two-thirds majority go and override a governor's veto. Again, Kate Brown has almost vetoed nothing except for this fucking bill. And it's fucking ridiculous because she is siding with bullshit studies and like law enforcement over actual scientific studies on how this is better for traffic congestion, better for the environment, and better for the safety of two-wheeled motorcyclists or scooterists. It is insane that she would go and do this.
You tell people to contact their senators. If somebody doesn't know who their senator is, how would they find that out?
So it's actually pretty easy. If you just go, you know, to your Google choice. No. Sorry, Bing.
Who'smysenator.com?
it's pretty easy. If you just go and look up, find my representative, Oregon, put that into your search browser, it will pop up who your local representative is and who your local senator is as well. You just have to punch in your address. It's as simple as that. For me personally, it's Senator Lou Frederick, who is great. He marched with MLK back in the day. A good state senator, and I trust him a lot. He actually voted in favor of this, which is why I'm going to be emailing him tomorrow to go and encourage him to do the override.
And just for the record, dear listener, we're not talking about national senators. We're talking about the state senators.
A very important difference because...
Don't be emailing Ron Wyden.
Yeah, Ron Wyden got nothing to do with this. He'll just look at you cross, you know, and it's fine. So make sure you look up your state senator and your state representative. This was a Senate bill initially, so you want to contact your state senator because it started off in the Senate in Salem. If you agree with us, and hopefully you do, because we had a whole episode about why this was a good idea, then please contact your state senator and find your state senator and go and urge them to override Governor Brown's veto because it's dumb. Make your voice heard. And I will tell you too, state senators and state representatives, they will move mountains for you if you contact them because they're the ones that have the most direct effect on your life in the state of Oregon or your state senators and your state representatives. So contact them. Please do this. It's going to save lives. It's going to ease congestion. It's going to be better for the environment. Like, I don't know else to tell you. It's a good bill. And Governor Brown's reason for vetoing it was so fucking stupid. Was, well, people are going to break the law if we do this. Then they're going to go faster than... They're doing it anyways. Like, fuck you. That's a dumb excuse. God, I can't even wrap my head around how dumb of her reasons were. So, if you want good bipartisan things to work in this state, and I think we all kind of do, this is not a political show. This is not a political podcast, but when you have something that is this universally agreed upon in the hyper-partisan world that we're in today, and yet the governor has the audacity to go and veto this, like, no, fuck off. I got lots of foul language right now. I'm mad.
And on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up because I need to edit this and get this into the feed ASAP. Get out there, listener. Make a difference.
And keep the rubber side down.
Yep. Rubber side down. Shiny side up.
Yeah. Let's make roads safer for us two-wheeled motorcyclists and scooterists.
Thanks, listener.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. But Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Yep.